Bedtime Bites presents The Hidden Ring of the Forest Queen. In a cottage at the edge of Whispering Woods lived a curious boy named Mateo, who loved nothing more than collecting shiny pebbles, colorful leaves, and interesting twigs. His pockets were always full of treasures that most people would walk right past. One morning, Mateo found something extraordinary near the twisted oak tree, a golden acorn, smooth as glass and glowing like a tiny sun. "How peculiar," Mateo whispered, turning it over in his palm. The acorn felt warm and seemed to hum a quiet melody. Suddenly, a silver squirrel bounded down from the branches above. Not grayish silver, mind you, but actually silver, as if dipped in moonlight. "You found it! You found it!" chittered the squirrel excitedly, her tail swishing back and forth. "The Forest Queen has been looking everywhere for her magic acorn." "The Forest Queen?" Mateo's eyes grew wide. "Oh yes, she lives in the deep green palace, beyond the mushroom bridge, and through the singing flowers. She lost her precious ring, you see, and that golden acorn is the only thing that can help find it. Will you come? Will you help?" Mateo had never been on a real adventure before. His heart thumped with excitement. "I'll help!" The silver squirrel introduced herself as Shimmer and scampered ahead. Mateo followed, his treasure-finding eyes taking in everything. They crossed a bridge made of enormous toadstools that bounced gently with each step. Mateo giggled as he spring-stepped across. "Listen." Shimmer paused, her ears twitching. Mateo heard it, flowers singing. Blue bellflowers and pink roses swayed together, humming a gentle tune that sounded like wind chimes and raindrops mixed together. Mateo stopped to listen, and the flowers seemed to sing even prettier when he smiled at them. "They like you," Shimmer noted approvingly. "The forest knows a kind heart." Through the singing garden, they entered a grove where the trees grew so close together, their branches wove into walls and archways. And there, sitting on a throne made of living vines, was the Forest Queen herself. She was not as tall as Mateo expected, no bigger than he was, with a crown of twisted willow branches and a dress that looked like it was sewn from leaves, moss, and spider silk. Her eyes were the green of fresh spring grass. "Your Majesty," squeaked Shimmer, bowing low. Mateo bowed too. "Welcome, young treasure finder," the Forest Queen said, her voice like rustling leaves. "Shimmer tells me you have my golden acorn." Mateo carefully took it from his pocket and held it out. The Queen smiled but didn't take it. "The acorn is not what I've lost, dear Mateo. It's what will help you find what I've lost. You see, I lost my special ring, the Ring of Seasons. Without it, I cannot change summer to autumn or winter to spring. The forest needs its seasons." "Where did you lose it?" Mateo asked. The Queen looked sad. "That's the trouble. I don't remember, but the golden acorn remembers everything that happens in the forest. Hold it up and ask it to show you." Mateo held up the acorn. It felt even warmer now. "Please, magic acorn, can you show us where the ring is?" The acorn burst with golden light. The light streamed out like a ribbon, winding between the trees, showing them the way. "Follow it quickly," called the Queen. "The magic doesn't last long." Mateo ran, with Shimmer racing alongside, and the Forest Queen floating gracefully behind, for queens don't need to run, they simply glide. The golden ribbon led them deeper into the forest, past a waterfall that flowed upward instead of down, past a family of rabbits having a tea party, and finally to a hollow tree stump filled with water. A tiny pond no bigger than a cooking pot. The light from the acorn pointed down into the water. "It's in there," Mateo said.